thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week, it's a tricky one, really, a hard one to talk about, given the state of our country here in Australia and the horrific tragedies of what's gone on down in Sydney, in particular to the Bondi Junction hideous tragedy that unfolded, and in particular, losing six incredibly beautiful innocent souls. Now, this recent tragedy that unfolded in Sydney's Bondi Junction has truly left a community shaken and a country with hearts heavy with sorrow. And amongst the victims, Ashley Good. I knew her personally, a beautiful soul, and her brave act of protecting her nine-month-old daughter in the face of danger stands as a true testament to maternal love and courage. As we heard more and more details emerge, the violence displayed serves as a stark reminder of the prevalent issues surrounding violence in our society. The loss of those six souls, including Ash, along with the injuries inflicted upon other victims, underscores the urgent need, in my humble opinion, for increased mental health services and support mechanisms. I don't know if we could have prevented this. I don't know what we could have done to change this outcome. But it does seem to highlight the incredible need for more support for families, in particular for those who are suffering with mental health issues. In times of such distress like this, I think it's crucial to acknowledge the grief and pain felt by all of the community. I've been sitting here trying to think, what could I give to you? What could I support you with through this time? As I know, even if you didn't know any of the victims, I know that it has deeply affected all of us. And I thought, well, the best thing we can do to gift our acknowledgement of what it means to be alive and well and healthy is to honour more self-care. And I think it's really important that through this time, you really do seek support if you need it. Lean on friends, family, or professional counsellors for emotional support. I think it's healthy to talk about your feelings, as doing so will help alleviate some of the burden. I do think, even though it's hard not to want to know more, but to limit the amount of media exposure that we give ourselves, and I think even though it's important to stay informed, constant exposure to distressing news can exacerbate feelings of anxiety and sadness. So maybe take breaks from social media, television, radio, when you can and when is needed. I think it's also important to really be in the here and now. So make sure you do things that promote mindfulness, such as continue with your meditation, breath work, movement, yoga, qigong, tai chi. Any of these practices can help center your mind and truly do provide a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Do not stop caring for yourself, no matter how sad. I think it's important to also stay connected. Really stay connected with loved ones. If anything, I put a post on my socials this week to truly connect and reach out to the people that you love. Don't take it for granted that we have heaps of time. Don't take it for granted that they'll always know how much you love them. Just send a text, maybe when you're finished listening to this, to someone or maybe five people and just let them know how much they mean to you. When we share experiences and offer mutual support, I know it can foster resilience during these challenging times. Now, self-care is something I absolutely advocate through all times of stress, grief, tragedy, loss, shock, trauma. If you can do things that bring you joy and relaxation, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk in nature, grounding outside, or indulging in a hobby, take care of your physical and emotional well-being, as this is essential for coping with such traumas. Personally, my favorite oils at the moment, I've found myself reaching for lavender, frankincense. These two in particular are very nurturing, but also frankincense provides a source of shield, of protection, of comfort. Also, it's wonderful to use oils like bergamot and chamomile to help alleviate fear and anxiety. Ylang ylang to bring about that real sense of inner nurturing, nourishing, and to connect to that seventh chakra, or the top part of our mind where we can connect to something greater than us. Ylang ylang is one of the most beautiful oils to actually embrace in huge change and transition, as is helichrysum. I love geranium for the highs and lows, and vetiver to keep us grounded, keep us aware of the abundance of all the joy, knowing that no matter how much evil there is out there, in my humble opinion, good will always prevail. I think it's also really important that you can support mental health initiatives. Advocate for increased funding and resources for mental health services in your community. And with us all raising awareness and supporting initiatives aimed at addressing mental health issues, perhaps then we can all work towards preventing future tragedies. I think in the wake of the Sydney Bondi Junction issue, trauma, tragedy, I would like to finish by saying, please, can we honour the memory of all of those beautiful souls, in particular because she was a personal friend, Ashley Good, and her beautiful nine-month-old daughter who is recovering and doing well, plus her beautiful partner, Dan. I think when we can all come together as a community, and if you've been watching any of the coverage or anything at all, as you can see, out of complete adversity, we see the absolute wonderment and beauty of the human spirit as well. Let's not forget that even though these dark moments do occur and have done throughout time immemorial, we always know that goodness prevails. Lean on one another. Let's advocate for positive change. Let's support these beautiful families in need. And also, please check out the show notes for the GoFundMe page for Ash and any of the other victims. Please share it on our socials. Together, I truly believe we can strive towards creating a safer and more compassionate society for all. Please take care. Be mindful that you are a unique and precious gift. And let's not ever take the time that we all have left on this planet for granted. Rest in peace, beautiful Ash. Know that you were a trailblazer, a goddess, a beautiful soul inside and out. And I am so deeply saddened to know of your suffering and the other victims. And I sincerely hope that together we can all rally around and support each other in the best way we know how. Take care, my beautiful listener, and know how much I truly adore, respect, honour, and revere having you on the ride with me. All the best now.
Thanks for listening to the Self Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.